Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
What happens is you have all these voices that are telling you you're f***ed up and this could be hard, but for some reason, you put so much practice into you that you can ignore every one of them that are telling you you're not going to f***ing make it and still be able to f***ing make it. Because you have put the practice in that you know this is the process.
Yeah, don't believe in us, bro. Doubt us. Make fun of us. Laugh. Giggle. Make remarks. Please do, because I take all of that shit and I turn it into productive energy and I end up stepping on your throat with that. We have to learn as individuals to take all the negativity and disbelief and doubt and limits that people put on us and turn it into real action and shove it down their throats.
In order for something new to come, something old must go. And that old can sometimes mean let go of what you know until now. Empty the cup and start from the beginning.
Confidence comes from preparation. You know, so when the game's on the line, I'm not asking myself to do something that I haven't done thousands of times before. Right? So when I'm prepared, I know what I'm capable of doing. I know what I'm comfortable doing, and I know what I'm not comfortable doing. All right? So in those moments, if it looks like I'm ice cold or not nervous, it's because I've done it thousands of times before. So what's one more time?
It doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter what people say to you. It doesn't matter if they laugh at you. It doesn't matter if you're tired, if you're sore, if you're beat up, you're gonna be all those things and all those things are gonna happen. You are gonna have to build yourself into someone who can execute regardless. And when you become that version of you, there is not a motherfucking thing on this planet that can stop you.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it.
Support for this podcast is brought to you by Walden University. Ever catch yourself thinking, what if I could go after what I actually want and really make a difference? You're not alone, and that's exactly why I want to tell you about Walden University. For over 50 years, Walden has helped working adults like you get the W with the knowledge and skills to build the future you want and make a difference where it matters most. If you've been waiting for the right moment, this is it. Head to waldenu.edu and take that first step. Walden University, set a course for change, certified to operate by Chev.
If you've been sitting around waiting for somebody to discover you, to pick you, to save you, to rescue you, to give you your shot, it's not going to happen. Like, at some point, you got to wake up and realize you have to parent yourself. Your life is your responsibility.
Close your eyes. Retreat from your life. Disconnect from your body. Disconnect from your environment. Disconnect from your schedule and just give yourself an hour or 45 minutes or 20 minutes. Because when you invest in yourself, you invest in your future. And when you believe in yourself, you believe in possibilities. And when you believe in possibilities, you believe in yourself. And if you don't believe in possibilities, then you don't believe in yourself. And you don't believe in yourself, you don't believe in possibilities. So then, but if you have a community, a living organism, where it's becoming the new normal, you want to join that living organism, and you want to, every stride you make feeds the living organism. Every stride, every effort you make to connect is amazing, because that which we are seeking is seeking us.
So the real question is, What is it that you can fall in love with enough that makes all the fighting through the negative voice and all of that worth it? So that's number one, is just to recognize that you've got a long timeline ahead of you.
So when you stop outsourcing your happiness, your validation, your support, all of it, and you bring it back in and you get responsible for it, it sounds scary. It's so liberating because you could do anything. When you're responsible, when you're the driver of your life, when you're not looking out to anybody else to fix it for you, can you ask for help? Of course. But the buck stops with you. You're the one that has to do the work. You're the one who has to push your own ass. You're the one who has to figure out what makes you happy. You're the one who has to figure out, become self-aware about what you need. And then you're the one that has to find whatever it is, the courage or being humble enough to ask for help.
That's the eternal problem of life. And the problem is, there is the category of problems in life, and it ain't going anywhere. And so the question is, can you deal with the whole category at the same time? That's the thing. That's how to be in the world, is to deal with that category all at the same time. Sacrifice. What does that mean, sacrifice? Well, it's a discovery, man. It's the discovery of the future. It's like the future is actually the place where there is threat. It's always going to be there. So what do? You make sacrifices in the present so that the future is better. Right. Forestall gratification now, and it'll pay off at a place and time that doesn't even exist yet. It's like, who would have believed that? It's like, that's a miracle that occurs. And it's not like people just figure that out overnight.
Most people aren't obsessed with their goals because they don't believe they're worthy of them. It's easy to dream about what you want, but in between where you are and what you want, there's a tremendous amount of stuff you got to change and do. And if you have a lot of trauma in your background, you have been given the message over and over and over, even though it's not true, that you don't deserve it, that there's something wrong with you. And if you don't, at some point, be defiant against what the world or your caregivers or your past experience has pounded into your brain incorrectly, unfairly, you will forever be stuck with that story.
Pain plus reflection equals progress. And I think that that's incredibly, incredibly true. And the human animal just needs that bit of pain. It is the compass that's going to allow you, if you reflect on why you're feeling that pain, what you did wrong, how you failed, you don't deflect, you don't make it somebody else's problem. You really just look at, how did I f this up? If you look at that and are willing to make the changes, you really will make progress. I don't see a way to really have grand scale change without the suffering. That's the truth.
The idea is that nothing brings a better world into being than the stated truth. Now, you might have to pay a price for that, but that's fine. You're going to pay a price for every bloody thing you do and everything you don't do. You don't get to choose to not pay a price. You get to choose which poison you're going to take. That's it. So if you're going to stand up for something, stand up for your truth. It'll shape you, because people will respond and object to tell you why you're a fool and a biased moron and why you're ignorant. And then if you listen to them, you'll be just that much less like that the next time you say something. And if you do that for 5 years, you'll be so damn tough and articulate and able to communicate and withstand pressure that you won't even recognize yourself. And then you'll be a force to contend with.
You are not responsible for what happened to you. You survived what happened to you. But you do have a responsibility to heal yourself and to do the work to change so that you can be the happy, fulfilled person that you were born to be. You can have a mindset that says, through my efforts, my attitude, I can have an impact on the situation that I'm in. That's the power that I have. That's where it begins with you. Self-confidence, self-love, self-esteem, self-reliance, self-awareness. It all has the same self. You have to give yourself those things. You want validation? Give it to yourself. You want to be cheered for? Give it to yourself. You want to feel supported in life? Start by giving those things to yourself, because the most important relationship that you have is the one you have with yourself, and you work on it the least. You can have nothing and you can still have your back. You can have tremendous problems and very real obstacles that you're facing, and you can have a mindset that says, through my efforts, my attitude, I can have an impact on the situation that I'm in.
When you invest in something and you hustle and you work for something, you got a different type of attachment to it. You're gonna have a cold day in hell for somebody to try to take this from you. We live by this, we die by this. We don't surrender, we don't retreat. Why you basing your greatness upon their word? Why you wanna prove them wrong? Or their expectation with what they're saying to you, right? Why are you trying to prove them wrong? Prove yourself right. How about stepping back and saying, nah, man, I know I'm built. Shit, let's go. What would your life be like as you look toward the future if you decided, I'm not going to allow my fears to stop me? What would your life be like? What would your future be like if you decided to want that which you desire so strongly that it prepares you past your fears?
Get after it, and you will become the person you want to be. And you become that person through one small decision at a time.
Get good at failing. Embrace failure and rejection. I know that sounds really simple, but just understand that the more you fail, the more you're growing. Understand that failure, the most successful people, no matter how you define failure, they are failing far more than most people. They're rejected far more than most people. They're laughed at far more than most people. They're confused and they suffer far more than most people. Why are we labeling or judging failures bad? Failure is great.
Most of you won't be successful because when you're studying and you get tired, you quit. I said, look, don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it. Don't go to sleep until you succeed.
People are not who you want them to be. Kill your idols. Sure, there are things we can learn from people, but people aren't going to be what you think they are, what they should be. Because you can't control other people. You can't make them what you want them to be. You can't make them who you want them to be. The only person you can control is you. So focus on making yourself who you want to be. Faster, stronger, smarter, more humble, less ego.
If you decide to experience all of your true potential, as you decide to manifest all of your greatness, as you decide, wait a minute, what else is available to me out here? If I decided to experience the fear of rejection, the fear of no, the fear of failure, the fear of standing by myself, what else is available?
of taking a chance, of fear of losing it all. What else is available to me that will bring some extra meaning and value? The fear of people not liking me. You know how many people do things they don't want to do because they want everybody to like them? That was not here before you showed up. Somebody said that life is God's gift to us, and how we live our lives is our gift to God. What kind of gift are you giving? And what kind of gift could you give if fear wasn't an issue? You can have fears, but don't surrender. You're more than capable of making this your decade.
Everything you need is already inside of you. It is. You're just afraid to use it. You're just afraid to use it.
Take the first step. The first step is always the hardest step because it forces you, like a chick breaking out of an egg when it hatches. The first step forces you to break out of your comfort zone. And the comfort zone is so strong that probably 90% of people are held back from their full potential all their life because of this vice-like comfort zone. And when you take the first step, the only way you can do it is break out. And suddenly you see the second step and the third step and the fourth step. And then as you take the steps, your self-esteem goes up and your self-confidence goes up and you become more creative and you start to think of all kinds of ideas. And so this is the difference between top people, is they have a big idea of what's possible and they take the first step.
The first huge advantage that personal growth gave me was that it gave me a head start over my peers. Because most people don't grow every day, personally. Most people are not in that game. So if you're in that game, you begin to have what I call a decided advantage. When you do things that others do not do, you begin to experience things that others do not experience, and you begin to become things that others do not become.
Wouldn't you want to know what would happen if you spent just one year giving it your absolute all? You gave your diet your absolute all. You gave your fitness regimen your absolute all. You gave your work your absolute all. How drastically would your life change in just 1 year? 1 year of uninterrupted focus. I bet your life would change drastically. I bet you'd be a completely different person. I bet you'd be completely unrecognizable. I bet you would look back and be like, I can't believe I was living the way I was. Time is going to pass anyway. The next year of your life is going to happen regardless of what you do. So why don't you spend that year giving it your absolute all and just see what happens? If you do that, I guarantee you will look back 1 year from today and say, that was the best decision I have ever made.
Only you have what you're gonna bring, literally. Nobody has it, no one. So there's kind of a beautiful strength and confidence that comes when you realize that you're the only one that got what you got.
If you're truly willing to win in life, you will evaluate yourself, see where you're falling short, see where you need to improve on, and then take the necessary steps. But it's very hard to have that realization of how mediocre you are, of how lazy you are, of how you've been lying to yourself for years. It's very hard to be real with yourself. But once you do become real with yourself and accept the responsibility that where you are right now is a direct result of your thoughts and your actions, then you can flourish. Then you can really get started.
Most people don't work hard enough for the results they want. They think the world owes them something, but the reality is, it doesn't. For most people, it's a lot of talk and no action. Always telling people what they're gonna do, but never actually following through with what they say. Don't be like most people. If you wanna be the exception, prove it. Show up, work harder, demand more from yourself than anyone else. That's how you get to where you want to go. So keep going.
The path of least resistance never makes you happy. It's like, you have to push yourself. Your life self-esteem, your self-esteem, esteem for yourself, is earned by you doing something difficult for you.
So easy for us to get down on ourselves when we mess up and fall into this trap of thinking that we should be doing everything perfect. And all those things require struggle, setbacks, mistakes, falling short. No, but it's okay. Not getting so down on myself and feeling like I have to do everything right all the time, you know, because I don't. You don't, we don't. So much beauty in making mistakes and being able to learn from it and grow from it and make the better decision next time.
Own your decisions, which means also own your mistakes. There's nothing wrong with making a mistake. Absolutely nothing. The more you make, the more resilient you become. Resilience is the ability to endure something difficult, and then if you hit a wall, if you don't succeed, your ability to recover and bounce back. But if you spend your entire time avoiding stress, avoiding conflict, avoiding problems, how will you build your resilience? You will never build it.
You have nothing in this world to conquer, to challenge, or to transcend apart from your mind. All your neighbors live here. Your enemies and friends live here. Your gods and demons live here. And yourself, imagine, lives here.
Growth is very uncomfortable. We all know that. Outside your comfort zone where growth takes place. And for a lot of people, they're comfortable, right? They're comfortable with the same habits that don't serve them. They do the same things expecting a different life. And I want to tell everybody this. If you're trying to go to a next level in your life, there's certain things you have to give up if you're going to move up. Certain friends you're going to have to give up maybe. And sometimes the journey is lonely. Sometimes it gets hard. You question yourself. But I'll tell you this. Just because the path is lonely doesn't mean the path isn't perfect for your life.
You have to go through the fire first. You have to experience the full fall and the complete self-loathing in order to come around to something like the forgiving of oneself. It's when you skip responsibility, when you use a substitute emotion like guilt, which is of no use to anyone. But if you feel the real thing, which is shame, hatred, humiliation, and self-loathing, that is the door. And if you get through that, then you can forgive yourself.
If you are living a comfortable life, it only means you are continuously staying inside a field of what you know already. Every time you are expanding that order, you are expanding that limit. For me, this means there is some growth.
Be what it is you claim to be about. Be what it is you truly want to be. Okay? If you truly want to be successful, if you truly want to change your life, be about it today. Be about it today. And then when today's over, be about it tomorrow.
We all have fear. Everyone has fear. Fear is one of the most greatest things that you can possibly add. Fear is an instinct. Fear propels you. Fear makes you great. Fear brings you alive, doesn't it?
What would you do if you just learned today that you only had 6 months to live? What if you only had 6 months to live? What would you stop doing? What would you do more of? Who would you spend time with? Now, the answer to that question is very interesting because what it tells you is what you really value. What is really important to you?
Number one, don't run away. And number two, be honest to yourself. Those two things, you should keep them in mind. And then just put time, effort into practice, I think is the key. Step by step, build something up about yourself, about your life, about your character and personality that will give you some strong fundament in order to tackle everything that this world is going to throw at you.
Truly believe we are all equal as human beings. If we are obsessed with something and we truly pursue our passion with everything we have, regardless of anything else, if you are obsessed, work hard, put in the time, you will succeed. This is hard work. This is an obsession. Nothing can beat hard work.
the most important people in your life are the people who believe in you before you even believe in yourself. The people who see something in you before you can see it in yourself. Those people are essential to whatever it is that you want to achieve and accomplish, because there's going to be a point when you've pounded your head into a wall so many times that you're delirious, that you can't see the vision for your future, that you can't see that it is at all possible. And having those people in your life to ground you and to center you around the fact that you can do it, that you can achieve those things, that you are capable, that your potential is so much more than what you're currently doing, changes everything.
The cure for sadness isn't finding 100 different ways to be happy. It's accepting the life you're walking through for what it is and pushing through. It's believing that everything has a purpose and learning to make peace with past versions of yourself that don't align with who you've become. The pain is a prerequisite. Improve yourself as a human being. There will be many things in this life that you don't have control over, but your happiness is not one of them. Perspective is everything.
I don't care where you come from. I don't care where you were raised. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what gender you are. I don't care about any of that shit. If you do the work consistently, if you invest in yourself consistently, 1+1 is always going to equal 2. 2+2 is going to equal 4. And 10 years of motherfucking work when everybody else is partying, making excuses, doing the cool thing on the weekend is going to pay off. You can do this.
I don't care if you have to inch your way day by day. Even if you have to get down and it hurts and it's hard and nobody can see what you're really going through. If you don't quit, the pit will become your platform.
It's not what you get that makes you valued. It's what you become. So part of the key here is to set the kind of goals that will make something of you. Don't set them too low so that you don't have to grow and you don't have to read and you don't have to try and you don't have to stretch. Don't set them too low. And then don't sell out. Don't go for something that's going to cost you your virtue or cost you your values or sell out your principles. There's a good middle road here to follow. Goals that will inspire, goals that will help you grow, change, develop, and become better than you are.
A creative life is simply this. A creatively lived life is any life where consistently, routinely, habitually, and constantly you choose the path of curiosity over the path of fear. Not once, not twice, not a few times, but all the times. All the times. Because you're constantly going to be in these crossroads in your life, daily almost, where there's a lure of curiosity on this side and there's a kind of a roadblock of fear over here saying, take this safer path. I don't know how that one ends. So let's just continue with this. And if you keep going to the right on the fear path instead of going to the left on the curiosity path, your life gets smaller and heavier, which I know is not what you want or what anybody wants.
The greatest version of you is not the I can do anything version of you. The greatest version of you is the disciplined version of you. I'm focused. I have a prize that's in front of me. I know what I'm supposed to do, and that ain't it. I have to stay right here. It's the version of you that has parameters.
If you guys mentally believe you can do it, your body will find a way physically to make it happen. If you're short up here, it doesn't matter what you do with these guys, it will never materialize into anything. No dream will ever become a reality. Winners, the difference between them and the spectators is the winners have a belief that overrides the crowd's disbelief every single time. Their belief is so strong, even though they hit failure, they get knocked on the ass, they're finally intestinal fortitude to stand back up again, presencing challenge, learning from the previous mistakes, and made it happen.
But the quality is to develop the quality of being unstoppable. Develop the quality of being unstoppable. Say in yourself that no matter what life throws at me, it'll never stop me. No matter how rough it gets, I will never quit, and nothing will ever stop me.
Many dreams die while suffering. And many of us out here have suffered. And when you're suffering, I'm not talking about this physically. I'm talking about emotionally, spiritually. It could be a relationship. When you're suffering, you give up on the very things that you wanted the most. So when the suffering got too much, my dream died. And pretty much, I almost died with it. In overcoming my demons and facing my demons every day, I would have never been up here today. You can't outrun your demons. They'll always know where you're hiding. Trust me at that. And I'm going to end with this. Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done.
Everybody that you fight is not your enemy. And everybody that...
Most people aren't obsessed with their goals because they don't believe they're worthy of them. It's easy to dream about what you want. But in between where you are and what you want, there's a tremendous amount of stuff you got to change and do. You have to do the work to change so that you can be the happy, fulfilled person that you were born to be.
You can be world class. You can fit in with the world. You don't get to do both. This is where you got to develop the interior core where it doesn't matter if people call you crazy. One thing I've learned is everyone has an opinion. Everyone has an opinion. Why let the opinions of other people deny you from a life that will make history?
When does a man or woman die? When their dreams die. When do we die? When we stop developing ourselves, expanding our minds, challenging ourselves, raising the bar on ourselves.
I will fail my way to success.
When we are young, we would sacrifice health for wealth. And when we get old and discover what life is all about, we are willing to sacrifice every bit of our wealth for one day of good health.
That most people go so far in life and then they park. They stop. Dead in their tracks. Why? Because they take some hits. When you have a golden dream, think it not strange that you face the fiery furnaces of this world. You will have tribulations. Things are going to happen to you.
We can no longer keep living in our limitations, man. Like, when you understand that you're worthy, God has already equipped you, when you understand that God has given you a purpose, these opinions, these struggles, these all those things that try to hold you back, man, they really don't matter as much. They don't have as much power in your life. This isn't a message to tell you that you're not going to go through anything, because you're going to go through a lot. This is the world. You're going to go through hard times. None of us are exempt from the storm. None of us are exempt from the struggle. None of us are exempt from hate. None of us are exempt from criticism. At the end of the day, it's up to us. If we allow those things to control us, you got to search for transformation. You got to apply it to your life. You got to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. You got to say enough is enough, because you were created.
You got to be hungry to get up off the canvas of life and understand what Willie Jolly meant, that a setback is a setup for a comeback. Life isn't fair. We have to understand that. It shouldn't be fair. It's a trial ground. It's a testing ground. It's built to make us harder. It's built to make us as strong as we can, to test us, to drive us. So, mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. I was an underdog. We are all underdogs in life. Even the baddest person in the world should think that way. So you should always have I've never arrived mentality.
Fear is like a home that must be addressed. Once you located the source of it, you can address it. You can speak to it. When fear comes up, you've got to remind it that you are a history major. You've majored in things all your life, majored in overcoming, you've majored in winning, you've majored in suffering, you've majored in all those things. So it's a minor thing for you to have fear. But fear's got to remember something. The more that you go into life with it and win, the more you'll realize you can be fearless.
time is limited.
How many Wednesdays do you have left? How many months? How many weeks? How many years? And how many minutes?
That clock is ticking.
And it's going to run out.
There's people with dreams.
Incredible dreams.
Beautiful dreams. Heartwarming dreams.
But who executes?
Without execution, those dreams are nothing.
Without execution, those goals are nothing.
Without execution, those ideas are nothing. Without execution, you become nothing. The plan, the idea, the thought doesn't matter. If you want to win, you have to execute.
Why not you? Why not you? With good self-esteem. Why not you starting to change and setting goals? Why not you starting to make progress toward financial independence? If I can do it, you can do it. If we can read, you can read. If we can change, you can change. If we can figure it out, you can figure it out. If we can turn it around, you can turn it around. There isn't anything you can't accomplish. And so I want to say it to you personally. Why not you?
It's not really about what you want. It's about what you're willing to do to get it. And in that, maybe you have to give something up that may not be a good habit to replace it with a better habit. Whether it's how you recover, how you sleep, how you dissipate, everybody got to make that decision. So it's not just about what you want. It's about what are you willing to do to get it. That's what it all comes down to, guys.
You are creators.
Every human being is a creator.
As you think, so shall you be.
I believe we're creators, and I believe we create with every thought and every word.
We really do paint our world with our thoughts.
You can almost create your entire world. Not almost, you actually can.
But we can all do it. That's why we don't realize the power we have.
Yeah, you can see it, you can do it.
That's what we are. We are creators, we are manifestors.
Clarify and define your vision for yourself in the highest possible way that you could see it. Be delusional here. Yeah. Right at the apex of what your mind believes is possible, maybe push past that even a little bit and define it. And then number two is like, believe it. And three is work towards it.
Do not give in to the lie that none of this matters. Do not give in to the lie that all you're good for is all you're good for. Above all, resist the urge to believe in half-truths someone spoke about you. The logical fallacies that say you messed up this one thing, so you must have messed up everything. You couldn't get that last relationship right. What makes you think you'll get this one right? You got fired from that last job. What makes you think you're any good in the workplace now? If you really want redemption for the times that you came up short, then you need to keep your eyes looking forward, not backward. Because your greatest life is ahead of you, not behind you.
You are going to suffer. It is going to be hard. It is going to take all of your energy. It's going to kick you in the face 1,000 times. You're going to be demoralized. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to be angry. You're going to be bitter sometimes. This is why it's so important to build yourself into someone who can execute regardless of what your mood is, regardless of what your circumstances is, because if you can execute when things are up and everybody else bails and everybody else quits, what kind of advantage does that give you over the long haul? It gives you a tremendous advantage. And if you can become the kind of person that cannot be stopped by outside circumstances or going through a tough time or being in a bad mood or being unmotivated, how can anyone beat that?
It's the biggest lie in the world. You may have said it to yourself today. You may have heard it today. And it's this: I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it when I wake up. I'll do it after I finish this. I'll do it when I retire. I'll do it when things are easier. I'll do it when things go back to normal. Seneca said, the one thing all fools have in common is that they're always delaying to start. They're always getting ready to start. Mark Smith says, you could be good today. Instead, you choose tomorrow. We choose tomorrow because we know it's not a real choice. We're not actually going to do it. It's just kicking the can down the road. It's a lie we tell ourselves. It's the biggest lie in the world. We don't say we're never going to do it. We say we're going to do it later, but we're not.
I think we all struggle with something in life where we're not confident in. And once we understand, like I said, how powerful we are, how powerful our minds are, then there shouldn't be nothing that we can't accomplish.
Every day you have an opportunity to be a new person. Like you can just wake up tomorrow and decide, I'm going to be totally different. I'm going to act different. I'm going to talk different. I'm going to behave different. Don't get so caught up in the sunk cost fallacy of being you that you never change and you never evolve. Don't let the amount of time that you've spent being who you are stop you from being who you could be.
I'm here to tell you right now, you're going to make it. I know it doesn't feel like it. I know you look around and see nothing but despair and defeat. You look at the scoreboard and see that you're down by 25 in the last quarter. But I'm telling you right now, you're going to make it, not because of what's on you, but because of what's in you. What's in you is somebody who doesn't give up. What's in you is somebody who knows what defeat tastes like, who knows what it's like to go through the trials and the tribulations, somebody who knows that they want to leave a legacy for the people to come after them. Somebody who doesn't live their life inspired by ego or fame or accolades, but somebody who wants to make a genuine impact, who believes that leaving all people, places, and things better than they found it is a life worth living. That's why you're going to make it. So don't give in. Don't you quit on me. See this race all the way through the end.
The only way to become more successful than most people is to be willing to do something most people aren't willing to do.
You have to believe that this moment is preparing you for something amazing that hasn't happened yet. Keep going. And so I repeated that over and over and over and over and over again as I wanted to throw in the towel, as I would start to bash myself, as I would start to feel sorry for myself and be like, nope, there's just no way I'm going to believe that something amazing isn't going to happen. I've worked too hard. Something amazing that hasn't happened is coming.
Don't let the amount of time that you've spent being who you are stop you from being who you could be. Just because you've been a certain person up to this point and people know you to be a certain way doesn't mean you can't change all of that right now.
When you're the absolute best, you get hated on the most. But never stop fighting. No matter what anyone says, no matter how they try to compromise your vision, if it's in your gut, if it's in your soul, there's nothing, there's no worldly possessions that should come between you and your expression.
In my life, I've learned that success has three components to it. The first, you must be diligent to get there. It requires waking up every morning, right on time with your alarm, going to the gym, reading the books, hammering away at your craft day in and day out. You must be diligent, knocking on its door until somebody answers. And second, you must be consistent to stay there. Because it's not enough just to knock on enough doors, get to the top of the mountain and look out at the view and say, wow, what a beautiful sight. You must be consistent if you want to continue to see that vista. But third, that's only one vista. There are many more peaks for you to climb. And if you want to climb more peaks, then you must be grateful.
Don't waste time chasing butterflies. Mend your garden and the butterflies will come. All of us have this tendency to chase, to go and push for all those things that we want in life. And what the quote teaches us is that the better path is to mend our garden, to actually work on ourselves internally, and those things that you are seeking will come to you. If you mend your garden, you become the magnet that attracts the things that you want in life.
There is a strange feeling that one is not yet in real life. For the time being, one is doing this or that, but there is always the fantasy that sometime in future, the real thing will come about. That one day life's duties will be out of the way and that you can finally start doing the thing you want and living your life fully is a myth. I think it's a lie.
You know, when you're standing at the edge of a cliff and it's most scariest to jump, that's when you jump. And when you leap, that's when the net appears. You know, courage isn't the absence of fear, it's doing it afraid. You know, that's also faith. Like, if you saw the net and then you jumped, that's not faith. You knew that was down there. Faith is like, okay, so I'm standing at this cliff. I don't see anything down there. I'm incredibly scared. I don't know what's going to happen. And then you jump. And then the net appears, the power of faith.
That of huge steps is continuity. That one is your friend. Repetition is your friend. Not huge jumping. It is the repetition of things that starts to embody something inside of you. But ultimately, it's repetition.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying. I'll say it again. If you don't fail, you're not even trying. To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did.